It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. New York City community groups have been raising money to buy apartment buildings and give tenants more control of where they live. Now one Brooklyn organization is the first to actually do it. WNYC's David Brand reports on their plan to help renters become co-op owners.
Kathy Mercado is standing in the doorway of her first floor apartment in East New York. Her home has become an informal meeting spot for neighbors to discuss problems in their building on Arlington Avenue.
Water leaks. We didn't have any hot water or any heat. Most of the times we were freezing. I had to buy space heaters, and I had the seniors come here and make some tea.
But she says things are about to change. A nearby nonprofit called East New York Community Land Trust bought the 20-unit rent-stabilized apartment building last month for just over $3 million. They're working with the residents on plans to renovate the four-story building and convert it to co-ops. Tenants will get a chance to buy their units and pay about the same as they do in rent, an average of around $1,200 a month.
It's amazing. I mean, I wouldn't have thought. I mean, I went knocking on many doors, and here we are.
Here's how a community land trust works. The nonprofit owns the land, but residents own or lease their units in the building. Residents sit on the board and help make key decisions. As part of the arrangement, they can't sell their homes for high prices down the road. That way, the units remain affordable to low and middle income residents forever. The Brooklyn deal is a test to see if the model can grow in New York City.
There's enormous pressure to expand and make more of this, right? But all that pressure, I think the most amount of pressure comes from ourselves.
That's Boris Santos. He leads the East New York Community Land Trust.
Understanding that there's actually real lived experiences, right, and lives tied to this, and that it could be changed.
Santos says his organization raised the money from donations and low-interest loans. He adds this kind of purchase is just the beginning. New York City has a lot of buildings like this one, where investors are trying to sell rent-stabilized apartments because they're just not making enough money.
It's not the end. It's scary, but we can do it. We can do it.
Back at the apartment building on Arlington Ave in East New York, the tenants are now planning to put up a new gate and swap out the old oil-fired boiler in the basement. They say the goal is to convert to co-ops within 3 years. David Brand, WNYC News.